You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
It's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
Let's face it. We all know that Christmas is a big commercial racket. It's run by a big Eastern syndicate, you know.
Ovaltine? A crummy commercial?
You just sit there. Be all magical and awesome.
Oh, mind your step. Be careful. There's an icy patch there.
I'm a psycho.
Don't throw me down, Claude.
Hello, happy Thanksgiving, and welcome to the Christmas Podcast podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Sean. New episodes from our podcasters are still going strong, so as always, I'll get you up to date about those new episodes, and I have a conversation with Todd Killian from Christmas Clatter. Meanwhile, don't forget to visit ChristmasHallOfFame.net and vote for your pick for the inaugural class of 2020. Time is running short, so get your votes in now. Also, go to ChristmasPodcasts.com to find the links to all of the podcasts I talk about and leave a review of those podcasts. All right, now, let's get this ship moving.
How many fingers am I holding up, Marv?
Eight. Tim is getting close to wrapping up his made-for-podcast movie, A Bomb for Christmas. And here's the trailer to get you up to speed.
Holly is a dedicated cop.
I'm sorry, honey. I've been really focused on a big case here.
I just wish the bad guys didn't spend more time with you than I do.
Who's getting some time off for Christmas, whether she wants it or not.
It's Christmas. Take some of those days off you never use and spend some time at home in Port Caldwell.
Now she's headed back to her small town.
The Port Caldwell Christmas Festival celebrates the best in us.
And finally spending Christmas with her husband.
Coffee and a Christmas cookie down at Betty's.
I never say no to Betty's coffee.
Meet you downstairs.
But what happens when her job follows her home?
Bobby, are you in here? The door just locked behind me.
Welcome to the Christmas party. So glad you could stop by.
Now, instead of celebrating with her husband, she'll have to save him.
Okay, Holly, you're trapped in a building. There's a bomb in the building, and Bobby's in the building.
But can she save the day, save her marriage, and save Christmas at the same time?
There is no point in hiding, Detective.
Come on, Yakov Smirnoff. Give me some clues to where that bomb is.
The Can't Wait for Christmas podcast presents a made-for-podcast Christmas movie that can best be described as Die Hard in a Hallmark movie.
Take some days off. Help Bobby with the festival.
Tune in each month for...
You've got to be kidding me!
Oh, Mother Russia!
A Bomb for Christmas.
You had better hurry, Mrs. McTernan. There is not much time left.
New chapters premiering on the 25th of each month. Find them at CantWaitForChristmasPod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
They looked at me as if I had lobsters crawling under my ears.
Here are the new episodes that dropped the week of November 14th through the 20th. Total Christmas Podcast had an episode on November 14th titled Christmas Plant Legends and Smurfs. It's another packed show. It's packed tighter than sardines wearing their thick Christmas jumpers, and it's just as cozy. There's a bunch of messages from listeners, and finally, one of those listeners has a suggestion for a Christmas gift. Plus, Jack introduces you to his brand new Scandinavian correspondent, Bjorn. Robin sings Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and gets nearly all the words right. Who'd believe it? The song in this episode is The Seldom Heard Christmas in Smurfland by Father Abraham and the Smurfs, and it's a beautiful little tune. Then he talks about the Smurfs' Christmas Carol, and despite the fact that it strays far from the original story, it's actually a lot of fun. As threatened last episode, Jack returns to the world of Christmas plants with six legends related to the plants that flower at Christmas. The Yule Lad is window peeper. Is he casing the joint, or is he just a perv watching people getting dressed? The podcast recommendation is Merry Britsmas. Hosted by Adam Parker, this fantastic podcast talks about the Christmas traditions and celebrations in the UK. Finally, In this episode, he introduces his brand new offer. If you record a Christmas story and email it to Jack, he'll send you a gift that is worth, in his opinion, £1,000. This is not a joke. Well, it sort of is, but a very bad one, so you wouldn't class it as a joke. So send him your stories. You have until the 7th of December to get them to him. Snow in Southtown, a Christmas podcast, had an episode on the 14th called I Broke My Bat. Mike and Rusty talk about the American song Poem Christmas from 2003 and Christmas with the Cranks from 2004. Be sure to join them today for their 12-hour Christmas movie marathon. You can watch and chat with them on their Senior, or you can watch them on your own and interact with them on social media. You can join them for one film or for all 12 hours. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on the 15th titled How to Survive Christmas Dinner, The Rules Everyone Should Follow. Liam and Ness run you through the new rules for Christmas dinner to make the best meal of the year less brutal. Which forgotten 90s band is releasing a Christmas album, but does the world really need another festive record in 2020? Plus, when your favorite celeb wants you to have a sustainable Christmas, how should you react? Find out as they talk all things Christmas on Australia's only Christmas podcast. The Merry Little Podcast had an episode on the 15th titled New Christmas Music 2020. New Christmas music in 2020 is like everything else related to 2020, very different. In fact, Jeff would say there is more heart to the music this year, and nothing showcases that better than the good work of the artists and musicians whose song he features in this traditional episode of the Merry Little Podcast. Each year, Jeff tries to do this. To share new music of Christmas is to share Christmas better than almost anything else. He purposely steers clear of the mainstream and the known in this episode to feature those emerging artists who give their all to Christmas in their art. That's what makes this episode powerful, and that's what makes it fun. Check out the show notes at merrypodcast.com or at christmaspodcast.com to see the list of music he has featured. A Cozy Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 16th titled Kindness, Hope, and a Dash of Christmas Magic with guest CJ Livingstone. In this episode, listener Mackenzie shares a memory of her Black Friday tradition. Then Art interviews author CJ Livingstone, creator of the new Christmas book, Santa Inc. They talk about his book, Christmas and the Power of Kindness. Finally, he reads Louisa May Alcott's story, Tilly's Christmas, which continues the theme of showing the power of kindness. So with kindness, hope, and a dash of Christmas magic, Art believes we can change this world. Tis the Podcast had an episode on November 16th titled, A Snow Dad is Better Than No Dad. Join Julia, Tom, and Anthony as they discuss this 1998 dark family drama, comedy, film, Jack Frost, starring everyone's favorite Batman, Michael Keaton. While all three elves have extensive histories with this movie, does it hold up to a critical scrutiny 22 years after its release? And, more importantly, is it even a Christmas movie? Settle in with your favorite holiday drink from Starbucks to find out, in addition to getting their hot takes on the trailer for the brand new LEGO Star Wars Holiday Special, which dropped this week on Disney+. And a quick side note, if you don't want to hear the elves talk politics, the results of 2020 election, make sure to skip the first 5.5 minutes of this episode. Jingle Jank Podcast had an episode on November 16th titled Songs from a Christmas Carol Musicals. In this episode, Scott and Jay have another special guest, Jack from the Total Christmas Podcast, who helped them discuss songs from the musical adaptations of A Christmas Carol. The versions they cover are Scrooge from 1970, The Stingiest Man in Town, The Muppets Christmas Carol, A Shower of Stars Christmas Carol, Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol, A Christmas Carol the Musical from 2004, and A Christmas Carol from 1997, the animated version. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had an episode on the 17th titled Choose Your Own Adventures with Jason and Chris. If you choose to listen to Jerry talk Choose Your Own Adventure books with Jason from Holidays Unknown and Chris from Christmas Time in the City podcast, press play. If you choose not to listen, press play anyway. I mean, a Christmas book with time travel and magic? Count me in. There's also a fire, but that really pales in comparison to the weird time distortion vortex thingy. Anyway, don't forget about Gag Me with a Spoon. Dig it. T TGI podcast an episode on November 17th titled Perfect Strangers, A Wild Turkey Thanksgiving. TGI podcast jumps into the world of Perfect Strangers in this week's episode as we creep closer to Thanksgiving. Matt discusses the Wild Turkey episode of the sitcom and determines if it will give you the Thanksgiving feels. He discusses the episode as a whole, his history with the show, and discusses how you can get your very own TGI podcast sticker for free. Christmas Clatter Podcast had an episode on November 17th titled Your Space Needle is Stupid. Chris and Brian, two-thirds of the Yuletide TV podcast, join Todd for a Christmas conversation. They discuss the origin of the podcast and their newest season. The North Pole Podcast had an episode on the 17th titled Things to Know About Reindeer. Reindeer are essential to Santa's mission. Santa simply cannot be Santa without his reindeer. But what do you really know about them? The late arrival of Santa's reindeer to the North Pole in 2020 has caused lots of mail to arrive at the North Pole with questions about Santa's reindeer. People want to know more about them, what they like and don't like, how they learn to fly, and how many reindeer Santa actually has. Elf Crash Murphy has a special place in the work of Santa because, like Santa, he flies around the world every Christmas in a sleigh pulled by reindeer. Crash is North Pole Radio News' Eye in the Sky reporter, whose job it is to follow Santa every Christmas and to report on what Santa is doing. Crash knows not only the reindeer of Santa's sleigh, but also of his own sleigh, and he knows a lot about them. In this special episode, Crash shares some things we guarantee you have never heard about the reindeer. In this episode, we also learn new things about Rudolph, Vixen, and Cupid. Crash also dispels some bad information out there about reindeer, things that are conveyed in books, movies, and songs about reindeer that just are not true. You don't want to miss this episode if you are curious about reindeer. Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad had an episode on the 17th titled Looking for the Feels. Manny is looking on how to share some love, search for the feels, and has a Santa tracker update. Weird Christmas Podcast had an episode on November 17th titled Mumblecore Christmas with Stephanie Davis. Craig is not usually your go-to source for new movies, but this one is worth your time. The Christmas Ride is a mumblecore, which is an improvised dialogue film, about a rideshare driver getting an emotional gut punch on Christmas Day. He talks to the producer-director, Stephanie Davis. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast had an episode on November 18th titled Christmas Crooners. This episode is all about the best singers at Christmas time. First, Mary Has Your Christmas News. Then, chances are you've danced to a tune from a crooner like Bing Crosby, Dean Martin, or Ella Fitzgerald, or newer singers like Michael Bublé and Il Divo. Ricky chats with JJ from Christmas Music News about these fabulous singers. Santa by the Minute Podcast, an episode on November 18th titled They're Always Hiring in the Mailroom. Reading and writing, writing and reading. In this episode, John and Ben spend some time in the elves' mailroom as Dooley and the others happily manage all the incoming letters from children from around the world. Then we are inside a stately home where a little girl begs her brother to stop abusing their pet cat. Join them as they discuss Minute 34 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had another episode on November 19th titled Blackadder's Christmas Carol with Adam Parker. Adam Parker from Merry Britsmas joins Jerry to talk about all things Blackadder. What? No Marley? It's cool. Robbie Coltrane, shows Ebenezer his ancestors and descendants and the true meaning of Christmas? Well, comedy is had either way. Spoilers. Commander Blackadder doesn't vanquish the Nibble Piblies because Lord Pigmot just made them up. Don't forget about Gag Me with a Spoon, Piggy Wiggy Woo. A Cozy Christmas Podcast had an episode on November 20th titled A Simple Christmas with guest Nancy Carey Johnson. Are you in the mood for a simple Christmas? In this episode, Art has a phone interview with author Nancy Carey Johnson and talks to her about her book, The Vermont Homesteader's Christmas Memories. They talk about her book, homesteading, Christmas music, pets, and share heartwarming stories of family, friends, and Jolly the Christmas dog. It's a conversation you won't want to miss. And her book is full of many more wonderful stories. Gracie and Art have a chat about their hopes for Thanksgiving. She wants to see her grandma and grandpa, and Art wants to eat his weight in stuffing and turkey. Then he reads a couple of poems, Christmas Carol by Paul Laurence Dunbar and Wartime Christmas by World War I poet Joyce Kilmer. Snow in Southtown, a Christmas podcast, had another episode on the 20th titled No Five for Cookies. Rusty and Mike discuss Harry for the Holidays from 2003 and Prancer from 1989. And be sure to join them today for their 12-hour Christmas movie marathon. You can watch and chat with them on their Scener, or you can watch on your own and interact with them on social media. Join them for one film or all 12 hours. Christmas Clatter Podcast had another episode on the 20th titled It's Christmas Time. In this special bonus episode, Todd talks with American Idol standout Joanna Jones about her new Christmas album, It's Christmas Time. Joanna's husband, Matt, also joins in to talk about his proposal on national TV and about Christmas as a newly married couple. 12 Days Podcast, an episode on November 20th titled Love Actually is Fine, Love Actually is Good. In the 8th episode of 12 Days Pod, Dan and Kara discuss who their favorite couples are from Love Actually, Kara's distaste for Hugh Grant, and Billy Bob Thornton's fear of antique furniture. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast had another episode on the 20th titled The Forgotten Carols, Michael McLean. This is a special episode for the listeners in the Rocky Mountain region or Intermountain West. The Forgotten Carols is a Christmas time tradition for many residents in this area for almost 30 years. This year, it will not be in front of a live audience. Instead, it was put on film and opened in theaters Friday, November 20th. Mary Richards spoke with the author-composer Michael McLean about bringing it to the big screen.
Rev up the engines!
I'm joined now by Todd Killian of Christmas Clatter Podcast. How are you doing, Todd?
Doing well, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining me, too. I appreciate it. Christmas Clatter is one of those all-around podcast, and one of them that I have really enjoyed over the time and everything that you've done. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Christmas Clatter and a little bit about yourself?
Well, a little bit about myself. I'm a husband and a father of four. I'm a letter carrier by day for the Postal Service, and I just grew up with parents that had parents that loved Christmas, and my parents, especially my mom, did as well, and I just kind of inherited the gene or the bug, if you will. And almost two years ago now, this upcoming May. So I've been listening to a lot of the Christmas podcasts that were out and really dug them and liked what they were doing and thought, you know what? There wasn't one that just kind of covered anything and everything. They were all just kind of focused on something, you know, which is great, you know, movies and music and history and that kind of stuff. And I wanted kind of more of a variety show feel. But we're just going to, you know, one week we might be talking about a book or the next week a movie or, you know, something that's even more serious like the Christmas Blues, mm-hmm. you know, and dealing with that or just kind of anything that's related with Christmas is fair game. And I got the name Christmas Clatter just actually watching the movie Santa Claus with Tim Allen. And
okay.
And it was the part, where, his son runs into the room and says, Dad, there arose such a clatter. And he's like, what, a clatter, a noise? And I thought, Christmas noise or Christmas clatter, you know, just seemed to fit, you know, that way anything, you know, would be fair game. And started in May of 2019, you know, just doing a monthly episode, and then grew into an episode twice a month, and then decided to go weekly through the Burr months, and then we'll be back to two episodes a month after the holidays then. So
now, with you being a mailman or a letter carrier or whatever the PC name is for it now, yeah. How do you find time to even do a podcast, especially that often?
A lot of late nights, you know, a lot of going to bed at 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. A lot of working. Luckily, as a letter carrier, I get a day off through the week.
Okay.
You know, I get a Sunday off usually. It just kind of depends. But I get a day off through the week, so I get a lot of it done on my day off. It's like I always kid around. I'll come in like say if I'm off on a Wednesday a certain week, I'll come in Tuesday night, and I'll, instead of just sitting on the couch, I'll do what I call my chores around the house that need to be done. That way I have my day off all day Tuesday to focus in on editing or preparing or that kind of thing. So, and that's where I find the time. And then a lot of the late nights, that's really the key. And luckily I'm a night owl.
Oh yeah. Me too.
By nature. So yeah.
That helps. How did you come up with the idea? I mean, for your podcast, I mean, how did you come up with the idea that you want to do this variety instead of being focused like a lot of these are? I mean, obviously you said that you have Christmas in your background, so right. That's first, but I mean, how did you like come down to what you wanted?
I think it has a lot to do with me because I'm one of these guys that just like so many different things. And I'm one of those that will jump into a lot of different areas and just submerge myself in them. And then I'll find something else that interests me. It's like, you know, I'm a big music lover and I collect vinyl records, and then I'm a big pop culture fan and love movies. And I used to collect these bobbleheads called Funko Pops, and I was all in that game too. And I still keep my finger on the pulse of that. What's going on? Mm-hmm. You know, grew up a big professional wrestling fan, so I follow all that. I like to woodwork, so I'm always watching woodworking videos and keeping on top of like the new techniques and tools and stuff. And it's like, I have so many different interests that, you know, just go across the spectrum. It's just kind of Christmas Clatter is just kind of a reflection of that. I just have so many things I'm interested in and want to stay tuned into that culture, to that, you know, group of people that follow it as much as I can. I guess I'm a jack of all trades, a master of none, maybe, but
in the club.
Yeah. So, but I find myself, a lot of people, they find a interest and they're so laser focused on it, you know, they become excellent at it. And that's really commendable, but I find myself being more of the Swiss Army knife, where it's just, I have so many different interests, you know, and it varies. And it's like, I just want to soak it up. That it's, you know, friends love me when they go to trivia games and stuff, because it's like, I know a little of everything. So.
Just enough to keep you ahead.
Yeah, just enough. So
when you started up with Christmas Clatter, what were your expectations for your podcast? Did you have any expectations?
No, I didn't. And I kind of learned from listening to the guys at Tis the Podcast. They had said several times on their podcast before I started Christmas Clatter that they would do the podcast even if no one listened, because they were having so much fun doing it. So I went into Christmas Clatter with that same kind of mindset, thinking if no one listens, I'm just going to have fun doing it. And I remember my very first episode got like 24 listens in the first 24 hours. And I was blown away that many people wanted to even hear what I had to say about anything. And that just kind of spurred me on to keep going and keep changing. Christmas Clatter has evolved quite a bit from where it started. I had the talent of the month, you know, thing going on, and that kind of dried up a little bit with people sending people in. And I've moved towards this recast, miscast thing that people like, and the Merry Melee thing I just started, which people seem to really like. And I used to share more memories. I had to really govern that back because I only have so many Christmas memories to share. So it's going to be really hard to share one a month. So I'm going to save those for, special times, and keep those for closer to the holiday, you know, when it's a little bit more time to be more reflective.
Yeah. So. That's one of my favorite segments of yours that you've done in the past, is those memories. Your memories are just great. And it's just, I can just picture them in my mind when you do that too. And
well, I appreciate that.
Just brings me back to makes me think of my history and my memories. And it's fun to listen. And I think the biggest compliment I can pay to you too is I don't remember exactly how I got turned on to Christmas Clatter. I am so glad I did. And it's like you've always been there since. Tim Babb and Jeff West over Mind Makers, those were the first two that I remember. But then all of a sudden, it just seems like everybody came in. And then I don't remember how I found you, but like I said, I'm so glad I found you and have you on. So,
well, I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. I remember when I first discovered Christmas Podcast, being a letter carrier, I'm out on the street at least 6 hours a day, if not longer. And it was getting, I guess, October or so. And I'm like, you know, listening to podcasts, and I was really wanting to listen to something Christmassy, and I'm like, there's got to be a podcast about Christmas. So I just typed it in. I think I use Google Podcast as the app I use, and just typed in Christmas. First thing that popped up was Brian Earle's Christmas Past. Mm-hmm. So I binged all those within just a few days. And then the next one was Jeff's podcast, My Merry Christmas Podcast. Mm-hmm. And he had a lot of backlog on that, but I binged them all within a week or so, you know, cause some of them weren't as long as others and things. And right. then I listened to all the Tim's I Can't Wait for Christmas. And then I started in on Tis the Podcast.
Yep.
And then I was able to keep on, you know, those were the three that I remember. There was also the Christmas Stocking, which he had some mm-hmm. back catalog. I went back and listened to those, but I don't know if he's been able to put one out for a while or not.
No, he hasn't put one out in a while, yeah. But I did see, I think on Twitter or Facebook, I think it was Twitter that he's thinking about having something else come out. So he could be releasing something here soon.
No, that'd be great. It'd be great. More the merrier.
Right. Do you have like a set schedule that you want to do for your episodes? Do you have like a list that say, I want to cover this in this episode. I want to cover this.
When I'm doing month to month, usually the first on my schedule is the 15th and the 30th of every month is when I release them throughout the year. And the 15th I leave as a solo show, and I just kind of think of something that might fit or whatever I'm thinking about, or something, you know, pops in my mind. I'll write it down. I use the Google keeps note app a lot, you know, keep my stuff jotted down. Cause you know how it is. You think of something, and then if you think you're going to remember it, you never will.
Not me. Yeah.
And then on the 30th, I have my Christmas Conversations episode where I invite a podcaster on and we just talk about Christmas and what they're doing and just see what rabbit holes we go down. And as you know, they tend to go off the rails and not be so much about Christmas sometimes, but I really enjoy it, getting to know people a little bit more on a personal note that are in the Christmas loving community. But I have a big desk calendar. I'm a big pen and paper guy, even though I just said I use the Google Keeps app. So I got a big desk calendar on my desk, and I'm always writing stuff in and scratching it out and rearranging the schedule, especially this year when I'm doing weekly shows. You know, I have all these different people scheduled to come on, and it's like some of them, you know, like I had a guy on that wrote a book, and that, you know, that was fantastic. Well, when I had it wrote down, I had another guy the next week on that wrote a book, and I didn't want to do two guys that wrote a book back to back week. So I shuffled my schedule around, you know, to make it work to where there's a little bit more variety in it. Mm-hmm. And I tell all my guests, I say, well, we'll record this, and I can't tell you exactly when it'll air, but I'll give you 2 days of warning before it does.
Do you have any plans you foresee taking Christmas Clatter in the future? Do you have any big ideas or
well,
in general?
Yeah, I do have, I really like the Merry Melee stuff. If for those that haven't seen it, it's a debate show, focuses on Christmas movie. It gives you hypothetical questions, and to give you a debate question. It's everything. Our first one is already logged in. There's a second one coming in December, and I'm hoping to have three more by February or March, because I want to do a third one with all new fighters. And then the three winners I want to put head to head and kind of like a season finale of it, and then bring it back the next season for the Burr months, and then have like the season finale one closer to Christmas. And I really want to do that. I am considering that next Christmas. Now this is a really lofty dream of mine, but I think I can attain it, is for next Christmas that the Merry Melees will be live streamed. Ooh. So people can watch them live and actually comment live on them. And then I'm also hoping, I have a YouTube channel, but right now it's just audio of the podcast, and it's just my logo. Nothing ever plays. I'm hoping to eventually, like when I do a Christmas conversation, to record video and have that up instead of just the audio. And that's just a small little thing I'd like to do. I like to get a little bit more interactive with the audience, other than just releasing an episode and then to have them passively list. And if I'm able to do the live stream of the Merry Melee, that will also open up the door to have live call-ins. So if you ever come on Christmas Clatter, we could take live questions from the audience and we can give them all kinds of wonderful life advice.
There you want to make it just pretty much a radio show for podcasts.
Yeah, something like that. But, you know, just, you know, podcasts are great because they're passive and you can listen to anytime you want, but you can give those, but you can give your real, your super supportive fans an opportunity to be a part would be great as well. So,
yep. The Merry Melee. I remember when that came out and man, I laughed for at least 2 hours after I was done listening to it. That has to be beside your Christmas memories. One of your best ideas ever.
Yep. And I completely ripped it off. It wasn't even my original idea. So
you tweaked it enough to make it a Christmas one versus.
Yes. Yeah.
It was, not to mention the first three people you had on was Anthony, Tim, and
Mike Westfall
as the fighters. Oh, those three playing off each other was just phenomenal. Yeah. And that was by far your best episode I've ever listened to.
Well, thank you.
Like I said, I've listened to them all. So.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you and your listeners in on a secret. The second one, our fighters, Anthony's come back to try to redeem himself since he didn't score a point in the last one. And he's going to go up against Tom from Tis the Podcast.
That'll be fun.
And he's going up against April O'Reilly, who seems to kind of be the thorn in his side when she's on that. So,
yeah, I've listened. Like, I'm all caught up on Tis the Podcast and listening to you guys. So, and then obviously we're all on Reddit. Not Reddit. Yeah. Well, we're Reddit too, but we're on Discord and we talk there. That's very much a big anticipation one. That one's going to be fun.
I changed my judging format as well for this next Merry Melee. Because when I first had it, the judges were myself and Alonzo Giraldi of Have Yourself a Movie Little Christmas and Linoleum Knife and Jerry D from Totally Rad Christmas. Mm-hmm. And the way it worked out is not to so we didn't have a three-way tie, is the first two judges picked the fighter they thought that won that round. And then the third judge would have to pick between those two.
Yep.
And I didn't really think about it till there was one round where Jerry was like, he was the last one, I believe. And he didn't like either the person that me or Alonzo picked. He thought that the third person, but he had to choose someone he didn't really think deserved it. So what we're doing this time, and I also kind of struggled keeping the fight focused with follow-up questions and listening to the points. So what we're doing this time is we're having three judges, and I'm just going to host, but if those three judges have a three-way tie, then my vote will be the tiebreaker.
Yeah. I like that idea. That's a really good one.
And the judges will be, since we have Anthony and Tom on, we're having Julia on for the podcast to judge.
Yeah. And, good old Mother Nature for Snow Miser and Heat Miser.
Yeah. And Jerry D's back as a judge. And we're also going to have Christmas podcast super fan, Michael Christelman. Okay. On to judge as well. So,
yep. Yeah. And who was it? Just had Michael Christelman on their podcast. I think
Jerry had him on.
Yes. It was Jerry. It was going between Scott Newman and Jerry.
Yeah.
So between Jingle Jank, but So that was a good episode. So then I'm looking forward to that next Melee. That especially when you got Julia judging Tom and.
Yeah,
Anthony, that'd be funny.
It should be good. We're going to record, I think, the first Sunday in December, and I'm hoping to turn it around for that Tuesday if I get the editing done. The editing on those is tricky because I do individual tracks per person, and so keeping on the spacing and the timing right on seven different people is going to be.
It's interesting. Tricky.
Yeah.
Yep. When I record these, I record them in separate tracks too. And then I got it. Even with two people, it's tricky. I can't imagine what it's like when you got seven or eight of them.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets to be, you really got to stay focused on what you're doing and not slip up on it. Or you get that audio track off a little bit where it doesn't make sense. And then you're scratching your head wondering what happened. Good thing the undo button works really well.
Undo is my favorite friend when it comes to
yes. that. Yes, it is. I don't know what I did, so I'm just going to undo it.
There you go. I don't know how many times I've done that.
So. Yeah.
Well, that pretty much wraps up all the specific questions for me. Do you have anything you want to plug? Anything else you want to say about Christmas Clatter or anything going on?
No. We just relaunched a new website, ChristmasClatterPodcast.com. I get you there. And on this website, you can catch all the past episodes of Christmas Clatter, and new episodes go up as soon as they release. There's a blog on there. There'll be guest bloggers in the new year from there. Right now, I had a social media series called Christmas with a Purpose that was 7 steps on how to help focus yourself at Christmas time to not let the moments get away and to be more intentional about Christmas, especially this year with everything in question and all that's on there on the blog section. And also and I should have brought this up for next year, starting in January, there's a free email newsletter you can sign up for called Clatter Chatter. It's named after my Q&A segment I've had a few times. And on Clatter and on that newsletter, there's going to be, some behind the scenes stuff, from the podcast for anybody that's kind of interested in the techie geeky stuff. There'll be some bonus contents from my guest. I'll have my guest stick around for a little bit and record a little extra, just for the newsletter or something like that. My wife is really great at doing crafts, and I'm going to twist her arm, not literally, but to see if she could put some craft projects on there that people can do or try. And I'll swipe some recipes from my mom and from my wife and hopefully from Glenn from Seasons Eatings and get some recipes on there for you guys. And just kind of a hodgepodge of Christmas stuff that's a little bit harder to cover in a podcast format. And that's completely free. All you have to do is go to the website, ChristmasClatterPodcast.com, and register your name and email. And as soon as we get it, we'll get it to you. And that is starting January. So...
that'll work. Okay. And where can everybody find you besides ChristmasClatter.com?
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Christmas Clatter Podcast, and then on Twitter at Clatter Podcast.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me today, Todd. This has been fun and great. And I was looking forward to this the whole time. I know we got a little disrailed on our first try, but that's 2020 for you. So.
Yeah. The Postal Service.
Yep. Yay. Exactly. So, but thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. This has been fun.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Well, I'll have to return the favor and get you on a Christmas conversation.
I'm looking forward to it. I'd love to do it.
All right. Sounds great, man. Thanks, Sean.
That was Todd Killian from the Christmas Clatter Podcast. I'm so glad our schedules worked out and we were able to have this conversation. Todd is always up for talking Christmas. Talking with him is like talking to a long-lost brother, and we could have talked for hours.
He ain't late. Didn't even break his concentration.
That's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Christmas Podcasts podcast. A big thanks to Todd for talking with me this week. Just a reminder that I am putting the Conversations with Christmas Podcasters on hiatus until after Christmas so that this podcast can be at a reasonable length. I would like to thank all of the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for not only helping me put this podcast together, but for all of the other things he does behind the scenes as well. And I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm always looking for new and interesting podcasts, so if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like to have me listen to, or if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like to have us feature, just email me at Sean@ChristmasPodcast.com. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Austin, and let me know. I love hearing from you, so you can also let me know what you think of this podcast as well. Also, I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com and review any or all of the podcasts we have there. We also have the links to those podcasts. You can download all the episodes you'd like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcasts podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines sipping on some eggnog listening to Christmas podcasts. ChristmasPodcasts.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites, including SantaTrackers.net. Go to SantaTrackers.net and register to become an elf and track Santa for Santa.
In the name of Sam Hill is that?
Take it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.